Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to our podcast. We are reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. It's probably the closest you'll get to us having an audio book for quite a while, but to celebrate the one-year anniversary release, which happened last summer, we are reading it for all of our audience, and I'm starting today on chapter 2, titled, The Power of the Exchanged Life. Do you remember being asked in your childhood what you want to be when you grow up? It seems like a common icebreaker when dealing with young people, because the answer to the question gives insight into how people think and what their influences are. Some will answer doctor, others baseball player or movie star, but I have never heard anyone answer, I want to be religious when I grow up, though most of us end up that way in one form or the other. Let me say first and foremost that I know what it means to be religious. I understand the feeling of inadequacy and the constant nagging in your head that you haven't done enough to be pleasing to God. I know what it means to read the Bible out of obligation, thinking that it is what a good Christian should do. I am well aware of the sense of guilt and condemnation that overwhelms a person when he falls short of some sort of religious standard. I have put money in the offering plate because I was convinced that I would be cursed by God if I did not. I have prayed an hour a day because I, quote unquote, knew that there would be no wisdom or anointing in my life if I could not tarry 1 hour. I have gone to church when I was too sick to move because I was scared to forsake the assembly. If anyone knows the self-inflicted weight and burden of religion, I do. This burden eventually became so heavy that I didn't think I could survive. The harder I tried, the harder it became, and the more that I did to be right, the more I actually did wrong. Overwhelmed by the load of performance-based Christianity, I came to a crossroads. Either God had to show me a way to live free, or I had to give up altogether. What I didn't realize was that the answer was not one way or the other, but a combination of both. I began to realize something that now seems so obvious, and I hope to make it seem that way to you. Every religion in the world is basically structured the same way. You do your best by following a list of rules and regulations, and in the end, you hope to be right with God. You can slap whatever label you want on it, but most of it comes down to one question. How hard are you working? This is when God began to reveal to me the unique place that Christianity holds among the other religions of the world. True Christianity, where Christ suffered and died in our place, completely and totally excludes the works of man. Relationship becomes the key word, replacing religion, causing us to focus not on our efforts, but on establishing a growing relationship with a loving God. The relationship is best displayed in Christianity's most extraordinary and unique quality. The sovereign God became a man so that he could pay for man's inabilities and sins through his own sacrificial death. Other religions require the sacrifice, effort, and even death of their adherents, while Christianity has the deity performing all of the effort and laying down his own life for the followers. Armed with that knowledge, my faith steadily grew to include the good news that if God made me and then became a man to save me, it must be God's priority to do all the work. Simply put, I began to believe that God made me, so God had to change me. Freed from the obligation of changing myself, I was able to sit back and let God do the changing only He could do. Part of our religious heritage is built on our desire to do something. If we have a problem in our physical or domestic lives, we know there are certain things that must be done to fix that problem. Difficulty comes when we bring that attitude into our spirit man, assuming that there are things we can do or stop doing that will change who we are or how we feel. This is natural, seeing as we are spiritually pre-programmed to be busy. When Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, he died spiritually and then passed that death on to all of us. Thus, our very nature is to sin. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, Romans 5:12. But do you recall the name of the tree from which Adam ate? It was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, meaning that when he ate from it, he would have the knowledge of the difference between good and evil. Well, that doesn't sound so bad, right? What could possibly be wrong with knowing the difference between what is right and what is wrong? If we know this, surely we can do the right thing and avoid the wrong. In this lies the trap. I will pick up from the top of page 11 from our book, Revelation to Transformation, from chapter 2, The Power of the Exchanged Life, on tomorrow's podcast. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.